battle for SNAP benefits rages on. Will the U.S. send troops to Nigeria? And Democrats are now supporting Marjorie Taylor Greene, because apparently the kids from Stranger Things aren't the only ones living in the Upside Down. Then more on this week's America Uncovered headlines. Welcome to America Uncovered. I'm Chris Chappell. First of all, thank you for leaving an American flag emoji in the comments below. It's been a huge help with engagement and YouTube's algorithm, which unfortunately shuts down less often than the government. Speaking of, in an update to the episode I did covering the government shutdown, the government is still shut down. You know, now that the government has been shut down for a whole month, I'm starting to think I shouldn't have to pay taxes. And I'm probably not alone, because everyday Americans are starting to feel the shutdown more and more because of it. The FAA will reduce air traffic by 10% at many of the busiest airports to maintain safety as traffic condition controllers continue working without pay. So if you thought going home for the holidays suck, just you wait. Not only that, but funding for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, has run out, causing nearly 42 million Americans to lose access to full food stamp benefits. Yes, nearly 1 in 8 Americans is on food stamps. Fortunately, the Trump administration initially announced it would partially fund SNAP. Unfortunately, this could take months. This is because the $4.65 billion in partial funding, which would only cover about half a month of SNAP payments, would have to come from emergency funds, which would take a while to procure and redirect to SNAP. The Trump administration agreed to this partial payment after a federal judge in Rhode Island ordered the Trump administration to use emergency funds to pay for the program. But by now, you may have noticed that I keep using words like initially and would have. Well, that's because the Trump administration makes more sudden turns than a weeble wobble in a tornado. A day after agreeing to partially fund SNAP, Trump announced on Truth Social, "The price of SNAP increased by billions under Joe Biden because it was handed out to anyone who wanted it instead of just those who need it, and benefits will only be given when Democrats agree to open up the government." Whew. Actually, as far as Trump rants go, that one was one of his more concise ones. So as of now, people in need of SNAP benefits are left in limbo, and not the fun one you play while listening to steel drums. Though I hope that's what purgatory is actually like. What's that, Shelley? The Trump administration reversed on their reversal and said SNAP payments will go out and it will now be slightly more than the half payments initially estimated. But that could be delayed, especially if Trump changes his mind. Again, Republicans are blaming Democrats because they refused to vote for a stopgap funding bill that would fund SNAP, but also allow Affordable Care Act insurance subsidies to expire. And Democrats are blaming Republicans because they shot down a proposal for a separate bill that would focus exclusively on funding SNAP while keeping the government shut down. Meanwhile, many U.S. citizens are watching their representatives bicker and play the blame game without getting anything done while thinking, seriously, why do I have to pay taxes while this is all shut down? In the meantime, the U.S. Department of Agriculture sent an email to grocery stores telling them they must treat people with SNAP benefits the same as all other shoppers and not offer them discounts. And food banks are trying to help, but they don't have the resources to meet the demand that SNAP provided, so relying on them solely is unsustainable. Hopefully, this will be resolved soon and hungry Americans will be able to get food. Otherwise, the slogan, "Eat the rich," may become a lot more literal. Obviously, this is a frustrating situation, and Trump is calling for drastic measures.
It's time for Republicans to do what they have to do, and that's terminate the filibuster. It's the only way you can do it. And if you don't terminate the filibuster, you'll be in bad shape. We won't pass any legislation. There'll be no legislation passed for 3 1/4. We have 3 1/4 years, so that's a long time.
This is an unprecedented request, except when Democrats wanted to do it when they had power. And before that, when Republicans wanted to do it when they had power. So before anyone starts screaming fascist, this isn't an authoritarian move so much as it is a bipartisan one. That being wanting to flip the board game over once you start losing. This is one of the most frustrating and beautiful parts of America. When the party you like is in office, nothing gets done. When the party you don't like is in office, nothing gets done. I'm not sure if that made me feel better or worse. Man, after those last stories, I could really use some cheering up. I wonder what this next story will be about. Former Vice President Dick Cheney has died. You know, my mother always used to say, if you have nothing nice to say, say nothing at all. So when it comes to the idea of Cheney facing eternal judgment for his lies, corruption, and acceleration of the military-industrial complex that left countless dead and countless funds poured into forever wars, driving up the deficit and exacerbating the spending problem that's a huge part of this government shutdown that could see millions go hungry, I won't say anything. Speaking of people starting wars, after the break, Trump's threats against Nigeria. Welcome back. Trump says he's concerned about Christians being killed by radical Islamists in Nigeria, and he has instructed the Department of War, oh yeah, that's right, it's the Department of War now, to prepare for possible action threatening the U.S. will stop all aid and assistance to the country and go in guns a-blazin' if the Nigerian government doesn't act fast on the matter. It's worth pausing here to note that Nigeria is rich in oil. So is Venezuela, another government Trump is beefing with. Threatening to destabilize countries with large oil reserves? What a noble way for Trump to honor Dick Cheney's legacy. Nigeria's Minister of Foreign Affairs denied that there was government-sponsored killings of Christians taking place.
Nigeria's constitutional commitment to religious freedom and rule of law. All the answers are in there. And this is what guides us. And this is what shows that it's impossible for there to be a religious persecution that can be supported in any way, shape, or form by the government of Nigeria.
Yeah, I mean, who's ever heard of a government not abiding by its own laws? Besides people even passingly familiar with any aspect of history, that is. But Trump didn't say that the government supported or sponsored the killings. He said that they weren't doing enough to stop them. It's like yelling at someone for having roaches in their house. It's not implying they support the roaches, just that they should do a better job of cleaning up and taking out the trash. However, like most things in life, the situation is more complex than you'll hear through sound bites. Islamic militant group Boko Haram, which roughly translates to Western education is a sin, has been killing thousands of Christians. But they've also been killing thousands of Muslims. Because, and this may come as a shock to some of you, murderous Islamic extremists aren't the nicest guys. Even if you share the same religion, if you're not as extreme, they see you as exactly the same as their perceived enemies. Dead. But going into Nigeria guns a-blazin' might draw attention away from Trump's other war raging domestically. And of course, I'm talking about none other than the meme wars, with the latest shot fired being the official White House website hosting a My Safe Space page mocking Chuck Schumer and Akeem Jeffries. I don't know how Democrats will ever be able to recover from this sickest burn of 2009. To any future generations watching this for history class, I want you to know that we also know we're living in the dumbest part of history. Speaking of countries dealing with governments not doing enough to stop murderous organizations, Mexico. Mayor of Ruapan Carlos Manzo, who had a zero-tolerance policy when it came to organized crime, was shot and killed at a Day of the Dead event. Manzo had been critical of Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum, who he said didn't do enough to combat the cartels. To which I assume she thought, go against the cartels? What? So I can end up dead like this guy will be in a few weeks? No, thank you. According to a report from NBC News, the Trump administration is planning to send U.S. troops into Mexico to combat the cartels. Sheinbaum, however, has denied this report, saying it's not going to happen and that she opposes interventionalism. Yeah, because Mexico doesn't need any help. When it comes to cartels, Sheinbaum is doing a bang-up job. And by that I mean she's allowing the guns of the cartel members to go bang in the middle of Day of the Dead festivals. Fortunately, Sheinbaum did unveil a security plan for the state where the mayor was killed following protests over his assassination. I can only assume the plan is saying, pretty please, Mr. Cartel bosses. That is, only if that's okay with you. On Tuesday, America saw the crowning of the newest Democratic Party darling. Of course, I'm talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene, who appeared on The View and actually agreed with the hosts.
I shouldn't have to go into a SCIF to go find our Republican health insurance plan.
Maybe honestly, there is no plan.
You know what? You want to know something? That, I believe, is the truth. There's a lot of ideas, there's a lot of bills, but there's no consensus.
Yeah.
And I think that's a failure. I do.
American politics summed up in a nutshell. The choice between a terrible plan and no plan. Green also called for the release of the Epstein files and admitted to being misled by QAnon. Thank goodness. Because with Nancy Pelosi announcing she'll retire in 2027, the DNC needs a new K-W-E-E-N queen that has all the power despite nobody liking them. And I know you might be expecting me to make fun of MTG's sudden shift in view, but I think this is beautiful. We need more people who are willing to admit they changed their mind, sit down with those they disagree with, have discussions, and find common ground. With people like Nick Fuentes and Tucker Carlson, it's especially beautiful because if they're all in one place, it makes it easier for me to ignore them. But what do you think? Leave your comments below with that American flag emoji. And before you go, check out this video chosen by the algorithm, the most popular thing filled with ones and zeros outside McDonald's Yelp star ratings. Once again, I'm Chris Chappell. Thank you for watching.